Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is Ryan Mink. It's time for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. The Ravens are coming off a 13-10 victory over the rival Pittsburgh Steelers in Heinz Field last week. Now they head out to San Diego to take on the Chargers to try to avenge last year's 34-14 loss and improve to 9-2, kind of stay in the driver's seat of the AFC North. Now, one of the questions we're getting from a lot of fans right now, this one comes to us on Twitter. R. Naveen wants to know about Joe Flacco. He's kind of been a topic of conversation really all season. Mm-hmm. Contract is up at the end of the year. Do you think his contract gets signed before that time? Has he proven enough to be the answer, the franchise quarterback the Ravens are looking for?
Well, he's definitely proven himself to be the franchise guy. He's definitely going to get a contract at some point. There's no question about that. Now, whether it'll come before the end of the season, I don't personally expect it to. I think that Joe and his agent have been pretty clear about saying, we're going to play the year out and see where it takes us. And then they want to see if they can get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that changes a lot.
That does. I mean, if Joe Flacco wins a Super Bowl, I think he's got a little bit more negotiation leverage. Yeah. So I think that Joe Flacco, after this season is done, then they'll get down to the brass tacks, get to the negotiating table again, and see if they can work one out.
Yeah, right now he's kind of in the middle area in terms of the quarterbacks. When you talk about the pricing range, there's kind of the top level where he and his agent want to be, and that's the Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, kind of that class. Right. And then in the class below, you have guys like a Matt Cassel, a Ryan Fitzpatrick. And he's above those guys,
right,
but not necessarily into that elite status yet that we always talk about.
Right. So, but in terms of his contract.
In terms of his contract. But if you get to a Super Bowl, if you win a Super Bowl, like I said, that changes everything, and then your price tag goes up. Both sides right now have negotiating power. You know, after the first game, Joe Flacco goes out and John Harbaugh says, pay the man, you know, get this guy his money. But then he has games, you know, where he doesn't put up the great stats, and he struggled on the road this year. So both sides kind of have some bargaining power this year. So I kind of agree with you, Ryan. I would expect this to come after the season as opposed to, you know, in the middle of the season. But, hey, it's the NFL. You never know. It could happen tomorrow.
Right.
You know, it's not out of the question.
It could happen a day before the Super Bowl.
It sure could. You just you don't know. Both sides have said that's a possibility. All right, the next question. Look at the Ravens' schedule. Thomas Stidman asked us on Facebook, what's the hardest team left through these last six games?
You know, there's really three games that I look at that, for me, I'm like, yeah, you know. and those games, I think this weekend in San Diego, this Sunday in San Diego, is going to be a really tough challenge. You mentioned last year. It was an obliteration.
Yeah, it was a blowout.
Yeah. And then you look at those two home games with the Manning brothers. I think those are going to be really big games. And I don't mean to overlook the Steelers, you know, but without Ben Roethlisberger, the Manning brothers scare me a little bit more.
Well, Ben might play that game. That's not out of the question.
That's not out of the question, but I think it's unlikely at this point.
Who knows? I don't know if he's going to play or not, but I would agree. If he's out, that changes things. To me, the game that's the most scary is that game against the Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos in Week 15. Mm-hmm. The Broncos might be the hottest team in the NFL right now. They started the season 2-3. A lot of people were wondering, is Peyton Manning back? Is he the same quarterback? Is the whole experiment with him in Denver going to work? Well, he's answered that question in recent weeks. They won five straight. They look really good. He's showing kind of no signs of a layoff at this point, really shaking off the rust. And he's got that offense humming. They look to me like if you look at their schedule through the last 6 weeks of the season, they might have, you know, the easiest schedule. If they can make their way through that Ravens game, then they're looking at maybe a 13-3 kind of record heading into the postseason. So that makes that game critical because you could be looking, you know, at first round bye kind of on the line. Good news right now is that the Ravens have a game up on them. Right. Broncos have three losses. Ravens right now only have two. All right, third question today. Aaron Kramer asked us on Twitter, how can we fix these third and short situations? Ravens just seem to kind of be struggling some of these.
Right. Well, this is an odd one because in third and one situations, the Ravens are 12th in the league. So they're really not bad in those situations, and Bernard Pierce has done a good job there. It's really the third and two and third and three. It's kind of like a weird down and distance because you're not in obvious passing situations and you're not also in obvious run situations. So you have a lot of flexibility there, and for some reason they haven't done a good job of converting in that area. I mentioned Bernard Pierce. I think that he is a very good weapon, can get out on the edge, explosive guy, one-cut runner. I think he could be a good answer there. And other than that, I don't really know the answer.
Yeah, that's my answer. You know, we can throw out all kinds of ideas, get the tight ends more involved, try to run the ball more, try to run some more slant routes, maybe some screens. Here's the truth. We don't know. The Rams are, the Ravens are looking at all kinds of different options. You can't just say pound the ball with Ray Rice every third and short anytime you're in those situations, right, because it doesn't work. You right. have to be able to pass in those situations and get guys like Ed Dixon or Dennis Pitta or Anquan Boldin the ball and see what kind of plays they can
make. And in those situations, when you're passing in third and two situations, you're probably going to have to put it in a really tight window because you got to get rid of it quickly, and the defenders are right there. So, you know, Joe Flacco's got to step up and hum it in there and trust his receiver to make a play.
And one more thing on that. This is something that the Ravens are focusing on. John Harbaugh, Cam Cameron, Joe Flacco, everybody on that offensive side of the ball has said we want to be better on third down. So this is something that we have to improve with this offense is going to have success. So we'll see if they're able to do that on Sunday in San Diego. Big game for the Ravens. And for all the coverage leading up to that game, keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.